Although the area where the earthquake struck is sparsely populated, the Navy has a weapons testing facility, the Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake, just outside of Ridgecrest. "It's constant," said Miss Alexander, whose hotel in Ridgecrest is less than a 5-minute drive from the naval station. "My anxiety level is over the limit. The floor is cracked," she added, saying that bookshelves, lockers, and televisions had been thrown to the ground. The quake, which struck at about 8:20 p.m. local time, was felt across a much wider area than Thursday's quake, with reports of power failures in Los Angeles and some damage in San Bernardino County. Governor Gavin Newsom of California declared a state of emergency for the Ridgecrest area and is asking for an emergency declaration from President Trump so that federal funds can be made available. In a news conference late Saturday morning, Mark Ghilarducci, the director of California's Office of Emergency Services, said power was back on for most of Ridgecrest, but warned that hot weather and winds forecast for the coming days would heighten the risk of wildfires. And Kern County Fire Chief David Witt said that it appeared that no buildings had collapsed. Lucy Jones, a seismologist, said during a Friday night briefing by the United States Geological Survey that there would be aftershocks. "It's certainly an energetic system," Dr. Jones said. Lena Ponchall, a manager of America's Best Value Inn and Suites, another hotel in Ridgecrest, said people had rushed outside because they had felt unsafe being indoors. "It was so bad," she said, "of Friday's earthquake and its aftershocks. I am scared. I have two children, and no one is taking care of us." Ms. Ponchall was seated during the earthquake, but said that the shaking had been so violent it would have been impossible to stand up. Standing lamps were thrown to the ground. At 8:21 p.m., the Los Angeles Fire Department issued an earthquake alert via Twitter. "Prepare for aftershocks," the department said. "When shaking starts, drop, cover, hold on." In Los Angeles, fire officials reported localized power failures and downed wires in several city neighborhoods, but said that no major damage to infrastructure had been identified. In San Bernardino County, fire officials said that there had been more damage from the Friday night earthquake than from the one the day before. The officials reported that homes had shifted, foundations had been cracked, and retaining walls collapsed. Tom Eaton, an earthquake expert at the California Institute of Technology, said the earthquake Friday night appeared to have taken place northwest of Thursday's earthquake. The rupture was about 10 to 15 miles long, and the duration of the earthquake was around 7 seconds. Friday's earthquake was much longer than Thursday's. The total energy released was about 8 times greater.